Bob Brightler right back here this afternoon. Yes, I'm Ann Eller right back here with you. 4:36 in the afternoon. And coming up on Thursday, September 12th, and just so that nobody misses this date, it's also Jeff Eller's birthday. So I expect everybody to be wishing him happy birthday out there. But we have something else to talk about right now. We are talking about the legislative grassroots meeting and then the elected officials reception. This is a South Carolina Chamber Piedmont Region legislative grassroots meeting. We have Dr. Joe Patton with us. We also have Angèle Laborde with the chamber. And, of course, Dr. Joe Patton is with the with GLEAM. So how you all doing this afternoon?
We're great.
Real fine, Ann. Real fine. Thank you.
Well, that's great. Well, let's see. Well, maybe we ought to start out with Dr. Joe talking about GLEAMS, and the Human Resource Commission has invited people to come to the South Carolina Chamber's Piedmont Region Legislative Grassroots Meeting. What's this all about, Dr. Joe?
Well, it's something that we like to do on a yearly basis. And, you know, GLEAMS is a human resource agency, which means we are here to serve people in the community that have fallen on distress, in distress conditions, that have wound up trying to survive in the system. And we provide several services to include health, Head Start and weatherization and community services where we pay utility bills and so forth. But these people so often do not have a voice. They don't get to talk to someone that they think would actually listen to them and, in fact, encourage some action. So we will have this meeting on the 12th, and they'll have the opportunity to discuss some of the problems. And the legislators can hear them firsthand and not hear them from somebody like me and Angèle.
And, well, Ann, we also invite the business leaders and community leaders to come in and talk with state chamber officials about what are some of the issues, the pressing issues in Columbia that need to be addressed, and certainly Dr. Patton's concerns and those issues representing his constituents could be voiced at that time.
Sure. Well, it was my understanding we have two parts to this, actually, don't we, Angèle? We have the legislative grassroots meeting, and then we have the elected officials reception with the Greenwood Chamber over there at the Magic Johnson Technology Center.
That's correct. These events, we've put them together. We thought they'd go together quite nicely. And Dr. Patton and the GLEAMS organization is hosting our elected officials reception along with some other community supporters. We have Carolina Health Centers, Covidian, Self Regional Healthcare, and Old Main Catering. And we have invited some regional elected officials, our legislative delegation from the region, from Dr. Patton's GLEAMS area, as well as locally we've invited county council officials, city council, school board members, CPW, metro commissioners, and we want them just to come in, and it's just great to have them mix with their constituents, and we also want to express our appreciation to them as well.
Sure. And now you were talking about local officials. Officials from any other, from outside the area that you anticipate being here, Angèle?
Only the legislative delegations were the ones that were invited for this particular event.
Okay. So we're talking about Mike Pitts and Nicholson and Ann Parks. Those are the ones you're talking about?
That's Senator O'Dell, as well as the legislative delegation members in Lawrence, that represent Lawrence, Abbeville, Edgefield, McCormick, and Newberry.
Oh, so some of the ones we don't often see.
Hopefully they will join us, yeah.
What were you going to say, Dr. Joe?
I was just saying, you know, not often do we get the opportunity to speak to these legislators or to the legislative delegation from across those core counties that we represent. So here's an opportunity to bring them, and they can mingle among their colleagues also and realize before they get on the State House floor that the issues that are in Greenwood are similar to the issues that's down in Abbeville or McCormick.
Oh, absolutely. So you expect legislative people from Abbeville, McCormick, where else?
We've invited the ones from the Greenwood, Lawrence, Edgefield, Abbeville, McCormick, Newberry, and Saluda.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So this should be quite a large group. And, of course, this is at the Magic Johnson Technology Center for the Elected Officials Reception. Now, where is the legislative grassroots meeting?
Well, the legislative grassroots meeting will be here in the community center, the Brewer Community Complex.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that the public, your listening public, can clarify, the Magic Johnson Technology Center is located within the complex, within the Brewer Complex. So one meeting will be right across the hall, basically, from the other. It's just a matter of one meeting beginning at a certain time and the other meeting starting at 5:15.
That sounds terrific. Sounds like y'all have really coordinated. You know, Dr. Joe, what do you think are some of the issues that are grassroots issues that you hope will be brought up?
Well, I think there's going to be a conversation taking place with reference to probably sequestration and what's happening in the, as far as Head Start and preschool education, and how many slots are we losing or gaining, and you know, what would be the opportunities for employment in the business community, the training opportunities for so many people are displaced workers, and they need, in fact, to be retrained. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that people, you know, anytime somebody's out of work, they got problems, and they want to talk to anybody they think they can help.
Absolutely.
And again, with our children, you know, early childhood education has become a real, real must. And it's not only so that the children can get a good education, but it's also so that the parents can, especially single-parent families, the parents can get out and get a job and become employed. So these are the kinds of things that we will be listening to, I'm sure. Angela?
That's right. And the State Chamber of Commerce and their president, Otis Rawl, he will actually be here, and they bring some of their leaders, and they listen to what some of the issues are in our Piedmont region. And they go throughout the state listening to different areas of the state about what are the issues that are important to them, and they take that information back to Columbia. And that helps them to disseminate it and think through it and talk about what are those issues that are most pressing. And that helps them to develop their 2014 comprehensive legislative agenda. And then they'll create that agenda, and then, of course, those are the issues that are high priority, and they'll work with the legislative officials next year to try and get some of those issues passed or promoted or at least discussed.
Sure. Now, Angel, as being the executive director of the chamber, what do you think some of the issues that are going to come up for our area particularly?
Well, I don't know about for our area. I think we are quite interested, obviously, education, funding of higher education in the secondary schools, that continues to be a concern. Economic development always is a concern, and I think we've made some strides in that area, but certainly we need to keep the throttle down and keep moving in a positive direction to bring jobs to South Carolina. I think we're hearing a lot of rumblings throughout the state about transportation. If our roads and our bridges are falling apart, that is not good for business. That's not something that, you know, when they're entertaining whether they're going to come to South Carolina and locate a business, the infrastructure has to be improved, and the question is how do we pay for it? So I think those are going to be some of the issues.
I think what's interesting, Angel, on the transportation aspect of it, of course, we have the infrastructure bank, which is going to be looking at it, mm-hmm. is will the upstate get the funding that normally Charleston and the beach in that area ends up? So if we can get some of that funding up here, those would be the issues. There's money available. It's just whether the money comes up to the upstate.
Well, Ann, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because our chamber is a part of a coalition of a dozen upstate chambers that were put together specifically for that reason, so that as a coalition, when it's time to vote on critical issues such as that, that the upstate is represented and we're looking at issues that impact us. So that's exactly why we've done that, and we continue to work through that process to continue to promote those issues that are important to us so that all those dollars don't go to the Charleston area or other parts of the state.
Absolutely. And of course, now that the they're finished with the investigation of the report on the port, it'll be interesting to see how the port moves forward as it concerns the upstate too, because the upstate is the one that's producing the goods to go through the port down there.
That's right. And the port is an economic driver for the state, and it's certainly important to us here in the upstate because, as you said, we have lots of goods and services that are moving through the port.
Sure. So this looks like it's going to be an excellent event. It's an excellent opportunity. If you sit on the sidelines and you don't come out to these type of events, then you're part of the problem. So why not get out there and go to the Legislative Grassroots Meeting, which is Thursday, September 12th at the Brewer Community Complex right there at the Old Brewer Middle School. And that'll be going on from 4 to 5. And then just move to the Magic Johnson Technology Center with the elected officials reception. So, God, that sounds like great. I'm so glad that y'all were able to call in this afternoon, give us an update, and give everybody the push to get off their tuchuses and get over there and get involved.
And Ann, if anybody is out there that would like to attend, I would certainly appreciate an advance reservation if they will just call the chamber and say that they would like to come. The number for the Chamber of Commerce is 223-8431.
All right. Well, then get off your tuchuses and get to your cell phone and call Angel over there. Call them and let them know you'd like to go. What's that number again?
It's 223-8431.
But the admission is free. You just would like to have a head count of the number of people that are going to be coming. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Joe, anything else you'd like to say?
One thing, and this also gives, a lot of the money that comes into Gleams is either state money or federal money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always conditioned, and we have to do what they call a community needs assessment. And this is an opportunity for the constituents to meet with the legislators so that the legislators can have some input when we develop our state work plan for the coming year. So we can address some of the issues that people have been calling the legislators and talking to them about. So this is a beneficial forum for everybody, and we hope that folks will be able to attend.
Absolutely. Sounds like it's going to be an excellent program, and it's an excellent opportunity to get out there. So that's coming up this Thursday, September 12th, 4 to 5, for the Legislative Grassroots Meeting. Now, Dr. Joe, you're saying this meeting is for everybody to come out and talk to their legislative representatives.
All of those that would have interest in what we're doing, interest in talking with a legislator, it's an open forum.
Absolutely. So will people just be mingling, or will they be taking questions, or how do you envision this?
There is going to be a structured format between 4 and 5, but we will be soliciting feedback and comments from the audience, and we'll be gathering that data. The state chamber records that data, takes it back to Columbia, and then afterwards when we go into the reception, certainly folks can have an opportunity to talk to their elected officials.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like an excellent event. I hope I'm able to get over there and meet with y'all and see everybody. But that's going on this Thursday, 4 to 5, and then 5:15 to 7. And give them the chamber a call, 223-8431. Thanks so much, y'all, for calling in today.
And happy birthday, Jeff Ellis.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. Thanks for calling, Angel.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there you go. You heard it right here on WCRS. Coming up on Thursday, we'll be talking about it to make sure that everybody knows about it. But this is your opportunity to get involved with the process. And if you don't get involved, you are not contributing. So please go to this Thursday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock, the Legislative Grassroots Meeting at the Brewer Community Complex at the Old Brewer Middle School. And then stay around and go to the elected officials reception between 5:15 and 7.